The Auckland Home Show doesn't have a roof over its own head right now. The event with more than 400 exhibitors usually happens at the Auckland Showgrounds, but an ongoing legal wrangle over the future of the venue means the show, that's been running for more than 40 years, has had to be postponed. Meanwhile, the showgrounds sit empty. Amanda Magnus is the GM of Exhibitions and Events New Zealand that organises the Home Show and joins us now. Kia ora, Amanda.
Oh, kia ora, Lisa. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Why can't you just go somewhere else?
Oh, I wish that we could. I've actually investigated lots of different venues, and there's nothing large enough in Auckland to house the show. We need 20,000 square metres, and the largest venue out there is 6,000 square metres. We even looked at running it in just marquees, and that's just not a tenable option for the Auckland Home Show.
So what, making a tent city to house the event, in essence?
Indeed, and we were looking at running that next door to the Auckland Showgrounds.
Okay, so where does this leave the exhibitors then?
Well, they are really upset, quite angry, very out of pocket. We've been trying to run this show, which would have been our 40th anniversary show in September 2020. We've been trying to run it since then, but obviously due to various lockdowns and traffic light levels, we've not been able to run it, so we've postponed it many times. We were 6 weeks out from show last Friday when we said, sorry, the Friday before last, when we had to tell the exhibitors, We can't give you any surety or guarantee that we will have the showgrounds available, and therefore we're going to have to postpone with an TBC because we simply don't have any new dates.
When you say that they're out of pocket, I mean, what would they have had to spend money on thus far?
They've spent money on stand builds, signage, preparing brochures, ordering extra stock, making sure they had sufficient staff to man the show. The show is a 5-day event, and lots of planning time, hours and hours, go into their displays.
And what's the flow-on effect, yeah, Amanda? Because it's not just them, is it? People come and stay.
Yes, exactly. There's lots of accommodation booked. One exhibitor has just cancelled 125 nights of accommodation in Auckland. They would have probably had 350 meals, spent money on Ubers, spent money around town. So the GDP that Auckland Home Show brings to Auckland is huge, because we have exhibitors from all over the country. In fact, some from over in Australia as well.
So what happens now? I mean, the showgrounds, what response have you had from them? What about Auckland Unlimited? What about the mayor? Where do you go?
I've been to all of the above, Lisa, I have to say, as has the rest of the industry, who, you know, we're all affected by this. Any large event has got nowhere else to go. So essentially, the communication is what I'm desperate for. I just need for the owners of the land to communicate with us so that we can then in turn communicate with our exhibitors as to their reopening plan.
How late could you leave it for this show?
Oh, it's already gone. It's done.
For this, that's done and dusted for this year. It will not go ahead.
Yeah, there's no way that I can see us getting up and running for this year, because we also have to fit in with the calendar of events around the country. So, for example, the Field Days event was postponed from June to November of this year. They use all of the major large marquees that we need. So squeezing us into all the other events that our exhibitors do, as well as needing all of the panelling, carpet, flooring, marquees, etc., I don't see it being able to fit in, because then we get really close to the Christmas busy season for our exhibitors.
How much do you reckon you've paid in rent over the years to the showgrounds?
Oh, millions and millions. If you think of 40 years, millions and millions of dollars. And that's what it's there for. It's for them to, garner income so that they then can keep the Cornwall Park open for New Zealanders.
Appreciate your time, Amanda. That's Amanda Magnus, who's the General Manager of Exhibitions and Events New Zealand Home Show, postponed, well, pretty much cancelled for the year until they can find themselves a venue.